Content note for listeners. The N-word appears several times in Reaganland in the context of direct quotation. For the audiobook, each instance has been replaced with a short tone. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Reaganland, America's Right Turn, 1976 to 1980, by Rick Perlstein. Read by Samantha Dez, Jonathan Todd Ross, Jacques Roy, and Gabra Zachman.
To J.H.C. I met a Californian who would talk California, a state so blessed, he said, in climate none had ever died there a natural death. Robert Frost. Book 1, 1976. Chapter 1, Nibbled to Death by Ducks. Ronald Reagan insisted that it wasn't his fault. In July of 1976, Jimmy Carter emerged from the Democratic National Convention ahead in the polls against President Gerald Ford by a record 33 percentage points. By November, Ford had staged a monumental comeback, but it was not monumental enough. Jimmy Carter was elected President of the United States with 50.08% of the popular vote and 55% of the Electoral College. What had stopped Ford just shy of the prize? In newspaper columns, radio commentaries, and interviews all through the rest of 1976 and into 1977, Reagan blamed factors like the Democrat-controlled Congress for allegedly holding back matching funds owed to Ford's campaign, and All the President's Men, the hit Watergate movie from spring, which Warner Brothers had rebooked into 600 theaters 2 weeks before the election, for reminding voters of the incumbent's unpopular act of pardoning Richard Nixon after Watergate, and even the United Auto Workers, for calling a strike that autumn against the Ford Motor Company, sabotaging the economy to boost Jimmy Carter, Reagan claimed. Ronald Reagan blamed everyone and everything that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?